Turn now to page 12 and the first of two reports this month on Ireland. Five keys to understanding Ireland. 1. A divided island.
For centuries, the Catholic island of Ireland was repeatedly invaded and colonized by its larger neighbor, Great Britain. From about the 17th century, the northeastern part of the island was increasingly settled by large numbers of English and Scottish Protestants. After successive rebellions against the British, the predominantly Catholic South won independence from Great Britain in 1921, eventually becoming the Republic of Ireland in 1949. Today, the island of Ireland is still split into two. Northern Ireland, in the northeast, is part of the United Kingdom, while the rest of the island, still primarily Catholic, is the Republic of Ireland, more commonly called Ireland or Eire.
2. A fragile peace.
The division of Ireland resulted in decades of sectarian violence between those wanting to unite the whole island and those who refused. This period of conflict in Northern Ireland is known as the Troubles. A fragile political compromise was reached in 1998 that brought peace and made the border less significant in terms of daily life. But the UK's 2016 vote to leave the European Union could make the border a source of tension again.
3. A tragic history.
Today, the population of the entire island of Ireland is still well below the figure of 8.2 million people recorded in 1841. This is a legacy of the most traumatic episode in Irish history, the Great Famine of 1845 to 1852, which killed a million people and forced around twice that number to emigrate to North America. The cause was a disease that destroyed potatoes, the main source of food for Irish laborers. The colonial government in London should have helped, but instead it treated the crisis as an experiment in free market capitalism, allowing other types of food to be exported from the island rather than using them to feed the population. Historians disagree over whether genocide is the correct term, but it was a moral crime either way.
4. A resilient economy.
Until the 1990s, the Irish Republic was something of an economic pygmy. Employment opportunities were so few that generations of Irish went to work in Britain or America. But then, thanks to EU development funds and a tax-friendly attitude to business that encouraged companies such as Apple and Google to establish their European bases there, Ireland began to boom. The financial crash of 2008 almost bankrupted the country, but it has bounced back with incredible speed, having the fastest growing economy of any EU country for the past 5 years.
5. Breaking tradition.
Europeans think of Ireland as a deeply conservative Catholic country, and for generations, this was true. The Catholic Church touched almost every part of people's lives and was a powerful voice in the governing of the country. But that's all changed, in part due to a series of scandals that, for many, destroyed the Church's moral authority. Then, in 2015, Ireland became the first country in the world to legalize gay marriage by referendum. And last year, two-thirds of the country voted to change the country's constitutional ban on abortion. Prime Minister Leo Varadkar, who is the country's youngest ever leader, is the son of an Indian immigrant and is openly gay. Not so conservative, then.